Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is part two, a continuation of our discussion with Susie Cohen, America's pharmacist. She's got a new book entitled Thyroid Healthy, and we're talking about how you can lose weight, look beautiful, and live the life you imagine with the right kind of thyroid support, whether it's natural or whether it's a prescription. We talked about some of the natural things you can do to support a healthy thyroid, and we touched upon, we promised to tell our listening audience some secrets about treating cellulite. Can we take a little segue on that subject?
Sure. So people think that they can buy creams over the counter or wherever online and, you know, fix the cellulite, but it's not going to happen. Save your money. I mean, the cellulite is a problem of the network of the fibrous tissue, which is underneath your skin like a grid, and it's the connective tissue that holds your skin in place. So a lot of people think that cellulite is a result of gaining weight, but it happens to skinny people too. And when your body forms fat, it creates these two varieties, this visceral and subcutaneous fat, and it's a problem within that. So you really have to go beneath the skin. That's what I'm trying to say. A few ways to do that would be with essential fatty acids, like the healthy sort, because there's theories that suggest eating the wrong kinds of fats will lead to this problem of cellulite. So if you can institute good fats like omega-3s or chia seed oil or coconut oil, that this would offset some of the problems associated, you know, with the bad fats that you might be getting in your diet. Exfoliation is great. It's not going to remove it completely, but I'm a big advocate for exfoliation. And also dry skin brushing.
Okay.
Because that, it
right.
opens
it stimulates the skin, right?
Yeah, but just one thing, you want to only brush towards the heart. The only other
okay.
remedy...
Yeah, just like I notice when you're getting a good massage, generally they knead the skin, but generally in the direction of returning the blood to the heart as opposed to pushing it away.
Yeah, and then vitamin C and quercetin and other supplements like that help support collagen formation, and you want to do that.
Well, now thank you for tackling one of the scourges of humankind, cellulite. Look, no laughing matter, because this can be devastating. And you mentioned, also, I think you mentioned carnitine as part something that helps to support the energy metabolism in the fat cell. Is that correct?
You can, yes, and it'll help shuttle the fat away from where it is to where it needs to be. That's the thing. But eliminating those bumps and lumps, it's not an easy task. It's a lot easier to avoid getting them, exercising and eating the right things. But, you know, again, the biggest thing is with the collagen and supporting healthy connective tissue. That's why vitamin C is helpful for not only cellulite, but weak blood vessels and varicose veins and things like that.
Okay, I didn't mean to take us away on a segue to cellulite, but it's interesting that you have some background in studying that problem. Let's come back to the thyroid. So what are the options? Let's say your thyroid is really low. You do require medication. There are a variety of options. And what are some of them? And, you know, what are the advantages, disadvantages of some of the various forms of thyroid?
So the best medicine for anybody is the one that works for them. And I'm not trying to be evasive, but I don't know what's right for everybody. So let's just go through them. Synthroid or levothyroxine or Levoxyl, these are three brand names for a pure T4 drug, which is bioidentical to the T4 that your gland pumps out. So it looks exactly like that. That works for some people. It's the first one I mentioned because it's the most popular, and it can work for some people. I'm not a huge advocate because a lot of people who are really sick and have other problems in their body have trouble converting that pure T4 drug into T3. And T3 is really what you ultimately want. That's what wakes you up. That's what burns the fat. That's what helps you grow your hair back and make you feel good and reduces that faint, dizzy feeling. So
in fact, T4 really doesn't have any activity of its own. It's more just a precursor, like a delivery system for T3. If you can't, if your body can't make that conversion, you can seem to be okay on a thyroid test, but not feel well, correct?
That's 100% correct. And that's absolutely huge news to people. Now, T4 is needed in the body. I mean, we can joke about it being a do-nothing hormone, and I do refer to it that way in my book. But the truth is that without T4, your body cannot convert riboflavin into flavin I gotta figure it out.
FADH. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Adenine dinucleotide. Oh. So it's a mouthful. So it's FAD. So yeah, you want to convert the riboflavin into the FAD, and you need T4 to do that.
This is all about the energy pathway. This is all the crap that we have to memorize in when we're taking biochemistry.
Yes, and I can actually draw it out, even though I have trouble saying that. So that
see, it was good that we paid attention, you know, so many years ago, that we actually, you know, all that knowledge just seemed like useless rote memorization, but it actually comes in handy eventually.
It does. So your body does utilize T4 to activate riboflavin, and that's what you need for your adrenal glands to work, and you need that for proper methylation. And so T4 is useful in that capacity, but as it pertains to waking up your thyroid gland, not going to happen. Inactive in that regard. You need T3. So the drugs that contain some T3, to me, are always better options. So you see things like Armour Thyroid and Nature Thyroid, which are porcine derived, and these contain some T4 and some T3. And so a lot of times people will switch from a pure T4 drug to one of these combinations. They're called natural desiccated thyroid, or NDT. And suddenly they'll wake up and they'll start to feel better. Yeah. And the reason is because you're giving them a natural form of thyroid hormone that has some T3 in it. And then the next step, you see people that might respond to pure T3 drugs, such as those that are compounded from a compounded pharmacy, or there's a prescription version called liothyronine, or Cytomel is the brand name, which you can get at a regular pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And those are the basic ones. I mean, you have offshoots of some of those. You have there's WP Thyroid, also made by RLC. That's a very clean hypoallergenic is the best word to use, because it has very few ingredients that, you know, can trigger allergies. So I really like that one. But yeah, there's different forms, and there's new ones coming out on the market all the time. So really the best thing to do is to find out what makes you feel better. So the right drug for you is the one that makes you feel better.
And I really agree, because, you know, some people say, oh, I must have natural thyroid. And frankly, there are some people who do okay with the so-called unnatural or synthetic thyroid. So they needn't worry about the T3 component, because they seem to convert adequately and they feel good. But so much of the time, I would say,
you should talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I'll explain certain situations where I really like to get patients to be taking Synthroid. One of them is when they have thyroid cancer. When you have thyroid cancer, it's important to keep the TSH very low. It's almost like you want to suppress the thyroid. So you're almost deliberately overdosing the patient. And you have to be very careful. You have to measure numbers, okay? So in those instances, I really like to use a synthetic thyroid, because we really want to push the envelope on thyroid supplementation. That's number one. Number two is, I have some patients who have severe mental disorders. They may have bipolar disorder, or they may have schizophrenia. They may not be the most accurate reporters of how they feel. If you ask them, how do you feel? Well, you know, they might not be that in touch, or, you know, such good subjective evaluators of their internal state. A lot of stuff is going on with them. So sometimes in those cases, especially with a patient who might go manic, you know, like mania, go over the top with the hyperstimulation, yeah, I might want to just use a conventional thyroid, because I'm a little concerned that if I just push with a natural thyroid, a little harder to measure, I might not use that. So, you know, there's just some instances where people feel better on conventional thyroid, but there's so many cases, about half the people, where they just they're not feeling it on the regular thyroid. And when we put them on, we add a little T3, or we give them NDT, natural desiccated thyroid, or we give them Armour Thyroid, or Euthyroid, or Nature Thyroid, they just feel so much better.
Yeah, you've brought up so many interesting points. So when you say bipolar to me, I start to think about Hashimoto's, because oftentimes in the beginnings of Hashimoto's, a person will be misdiagnosed with bipolar disease.
Because the thyroid jumps up and down.
Yeah, because it's so erratic. So that's one thing to consider if you have bipolar disease. And also another thing is Bartonella or Borrelia infection.
Sure.
So this is a causative agent of Lyme is Borrelia, and Bartonella is its co-infection that often travels with it. So whenever I hear bipolar, I think you need to get a test from Igenix and determine if, you know, you have antibodies to these Lyme germs. And then, of course, I have to throw a shout out to Cyrex Labs. It's C-Y-R-E-X Labs, because our listening audience would love to know that you could take one tube of blood and check for like 20 different antibody levels, both IgG and IgA.
I don't believe it's available in the state of New York. New York is really a problem state when it comes to our free access to valuable lab tests. There's a very, very restricted policy. And so, you know, we tried to get New Yorkers who are outraged about this together to, you know, march on Albany to get access to the tests that we as complementary physicians need to make diagnoses. But for some reason, we've got a big bureaucracy and they want to restrict access. Cyrex may not be available in New York. Some Igenix, I think, is. Yeah.
I'm aware of that, but people do travel and they go see their brother in California and they leave the state of New York sometimes. And so they can, you know, when they do that, they can have the test there and do it. Mm-hmm. But essentially, you know, and people who will download our interview are from all over the world. And so they need to know that you can take one tube of blood and check for antibody levels, both IgG and IgA, to like 20 different potential parts that might help you uncover and detect different autoimmune diseases. And so this is important because you could bounce around for years and years and spend thousands of dollars, where for a few hundred dollars you can take a test and figure it out. It's, I think, array number 20.
Right. And that is because if you have one autoimmune disease, it's very likely you have a cluster of them. And many patients who have thyroid problems, they also have celiac disease. That's a big cofactor in thyroid disease, and adrenal problems, and so on and so on. So now we're getting here into some of the refinements of thyroid therapy. You know, it's easy to say, okay, you know, take natural thyroid or take selenium or, you know, take iodine. But treating thyroid expertly really is an art. And for patients who don't initially respond perfectly, you have to really fine-tune it. So you're actually you're getting behind a big thyroid summit that's coming up. This is, I think, a great opportunity for practitioners, because many practitioners listen to this program, but also wonky and enlightened patients to find out more about the latest findings from some really expert practitioners on the thyroid front. So tell us about that.
Sure, and thank you for this opportunity, because we are on a mission to change lives. And so I'm co-hosting the Thyroid Summit, which is a free online event with my friend, Dr. David Brownstein, who is a thyroid expert, and he's written like 12 books, many of which are national bestsellers.
Sure, and a previous guest here on the prior incarnation of Intelligent Medicine, when it was called Health Talk, he was a guest.
Yeah, he's so awesome. I really love working with him. And between the two of us, we've interviewed 32 different world-leading authorities on various different topics to help people. And each interview is 1 hour. So people who tune in, all you need is a computer. You just go to thethyroidsummit.com. You put your first name in and your email, and then you'll have access to listen to this. And it begins June 2nd and goes on through June 8th. And actually, we have an encore day through June 9th. And you get to listen to 32 people each 1 hour for free. You can't fly around the world and get all this information. And they will blow your mind. I mean, they said stuff in every interview that would just blow your mind as a not only a practitioner, but also as a person who's suffering with any disease. At some point, I started thinking we should just call this the Health Summit, because right, it's really not about thyroid. We talked about sex. We talked about weight. We talked
about everything. Because the ramifications are so great for so many different types of problems. And as you know, the discussion of thyroid problems can lead to a discussion of Lyme disease, or it can lead to a discussion of methylation and MTHFR and so on and so on. So certainly you could go very, very far afield in your discussion of treating challenging health problems.
Totally. So, you know, you would think, well, it's just about thyroid. We're just going to talk about how we shouldn't eat soy. No, I got to tell you, you're going to be riveted and glued to every presentation. We have Dr. Ben Lynch talking about...
Oh, he's great. Yeah, see, we did a recent discussion with him on Intelligent Medicine. That's well worth listening to.
He's so awesome. Yep. And then we have Dr. Joe Mercola, who talked about just everything. I mean, just from the GMOs to the fluoride and how certain pesticides can affect your thyroid gland. He was amazing. We have Mike Adams, who gave us his take on Fukushima and radiation and things he found in food. He's got a forensic lab in his office where he checks food, and he found metallic parts in a very popular cereal. And of course, we know heavy metals can damage the thyroid gland. We have Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch, and she's written a best-selling book. We have Mary Shoman, thyroid advocate. David and myself did Richard Horowitz, a New York Times bestseller, showing us the connection to thyroid disease and Lyme. I mean, just unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, there's actually a fair amount of overlap between your lineup there and our guests on Intelligent Medicine, so you really picked some winners. So the call to action here is the book is entitled Thyroid Healthy, and how do people find out about the summit?
So the Thyroid Healthy book is sold on Amazon and my website, which is suzycohen.com. And the summit itself is from that link, or you can just go directly to it, thethyroidsummit.com.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very, very useful resource for many of our listeners. I'm sure that they are very, very hungry for intelligent medicine content, and the Thyroid Summit, I think, is really going to fit the bill for our listeners who want sophisticated discussion of issues related to not just thyroid, but overall issues related to health. Suzy Cohen, thank you very much for joining us today, and congratulations on your great book, Thyroid Healthy, because it's a great primer for people who are concerned about the workings of their thyroid, and it's going to get a lot of people well.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for letting me blow the lid off of standard medical treatment for thyroid disease and so much more. I just appreciate your help on this mission.
Well, absolutely. And keep us abreast of all the new things that you're going to be talking about. Probably, if I know you, Suzy, you're probably working on your next book project. We'll get you on the air as soon as that's out.
I'm on it.
That's because you're taking such a healthy dose of thyroid medication. That's why you're so productive. Okay, thank you very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.